During a visit to Afad University for Women in Khartoum in Sudan, we have the opportunity to meet several very interesting women who are working for gender equality in Sudan. And today I was very fortunate to meet two women who are linked to the institute. One of them is a member of parliament. Her name is Bothena Saad Rahama. And the other, who is now currently also a student at the Institute for Gender, Diversity, Rights and Peace. And the other one is Sophia Mohammed, who graduated from the Institute with a master's degree in 2007. And she now works at the Gender Center for Research and Training. And I was very interested in hearing how you, Bothena, how are you using what you have learned already at the Institute on in gender studies? How are you using it in your job as a member of Parliament of Sudan?
Yes, thank you. I learned here in an institute how to make the budgeting gender sensitive and how to critique or analyze political policies in general. A lot of things in terms of women participate from the local level to state to national level. I feel very happy because I find that this is opportunity to improve my performance towards women issues and rights and how to engage grassroots. And I know everything to support women, the disadvantaged group, and then I call my colleague to visit the institutes and to include with the students to improve their skills, to present women good as they as well as another parliamentarian in the developed country and raise up our voices with women rights. And
you mentioned also that some of your colleagues are interested in taking the same master's degree here at Afad University.
Yes.
Yes. Do you think some of them will do it?
Yes. About three come to register themselves.
Are they from the same state that you are from, West Kurdufan, or are they from other parts?
No, from Khartoum and other states.
Wonderful.
South, North Kurdufan. And one of them from the South Darfur.
Good, thank you. Maybe we can also turn.
I will register them to the registrar.
Yes, you will. You have recommended to them already.
Yes.
And we would also like to hear from you, Sophia Mohammed. How have you been able to use the degree that you did in 2007 in your work?
Yes. Actually, having graduated in 2007, I worked with several international NGOs and an international community, even UNDP and United Nations Mission in Libya and in Yemen. I benefited at both. I benefited at both levels, not only at my career. Even I'd be able to analyze, to critique what's happening around all of it from gender perspective, starting from putting salt in the kitchen and taking care of your kids, and every single moment in my life, I learned how to analyze it from gender perspective, which helped me to improve and to think strategically on the way I see my future and on the way how to grow my kids and my daughter.
And how do you involve men in the work for gender equality in Sudan?
For sure, we had had historically men who are supporters first, and also your family member on the daily basis from discussion, who taking the dish, who's we are here, we participate. So I cultivate the culture of participation and equality, even among daughters and boys and family. Okay, you did this today, we'll do it tomorrow. And so we start the change from the house. And it will go further for the community. When they go to the community, they will behave on that. Because historically in Sudan, women movement started earlier, 1940s, against the colonial period. But they were not touched, they didn't touch the area of social composition. So there is no change as a social status left quality, but now it's time. Now we should care about social change. They were worried about political and civil engagement, about work, access to work opportunities, to education. Yes, we had that. We didn't go for battle to go for work and to education, but now it is our turn to do that battle with social composition, patriarchal ideology. So this can work at different level, at the home level, at the community, and even at policies and strategies. And just we just communicate, we just share, we just discuss with them.
So this is giving you quite a lot of knowledge. Sure. That you do this master's degree. And Sudan has 25% women in parliament, but you are aiming even higher, aren't you? Bethena, you are aiming for more members in parliament.
Yes, 50%.
That's
the
goal.
We work hard to have 50%, mm-hmm. and the different level from the local to state and the national assembly.
Thank you so much for sharing this with us. We wish you all the best in your endeavors for gender equality.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.